is doing time for armed robbery. Four in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on.
My friend, take no prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Today is Sunday, May 18th. It's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or Eastern Daylight Savings Time, I've been told it might be. And welcome to the program. We have a jam-packed program tonight, folks. I sent out an email either this morning or yesterday. I don't really remember. And I guess I misspelled the word invitation in the subject line. Very embarrassing, so please forgive me. But we have, a very interesting and busy program tonight, which will include a wrap-up on our discussion of the various tax remedy methods, the 1099 OID method, also known as ZYA, and the 1099A method that we discussed last week. We'll be talking about the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat past and the overflow retreat that is being held later next month, and we'll be talking about the invitation that I extended, I guess it was this morning, to lawmen and attorneys. If you don't know what a lawman is, why don't you Google the term, and I'm sure you'll find out quickly, although we'll be expanding upon that as we read an email or two, because there seems to be a mad rush to bring you to Satan, to bring you to fear and darkness and hysteria. And we're going to address that very candidly tonight without raising any controversies, without entering any controversies, but just bringing to bear the word of the Lord and trying to address our place in this world and the relevance that fear and love might play in that brief existence on planet Earth. So we have an awful lot to cover. I'm not even sure where to begin. Why don't we begin with a couple of very brief announcements? First of all, for all attendees of the upcoming retreat, I beg you, my friends, to regress to the April 27th, 2008 program, barely a month old, if that, and start listening there, because it provides a fairly complete overview of the ZYA process, and it continues on the May 11th program with the 1099A process. Now, there's also about an hour that I tried to devote on May 4th, but obviously I sounded like I had one foot in death's door, and the readability of the words may be very taxing to you, although there may be some information on that program of value, and I intend to cover most of that material tonight as well. So for attendees of the program, absolutely mandatory to review that material and also to review the January 27th program, and in fact, maybe even the January 20th program, but certainly the 27th program, where I presented the Manual of Freedom and discussed a couple of basic writs that were posted on the website of a common law group out in Minnesota. It's not a group I have any affiliation with, but they've had some people at our seminars who we've become friendly with. So when we return, folks, after this brief intermission, we're going to get right to it. 1099 OID, 1099A, lawmen, attorneys, big time show tonight, folks. Please join me.
Pain, It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Want to find out how to reduce your electric bill by 25%?
Visit OrgonProducts.org.
The Center for Disease Control recently discovered the average American has 2 pounds of parasites.
Find out how to unload these passengers at OrgonProducts.org.
The Orgon Zapper treats parasites throughout the body. Viruses, bacteria, worms, yeast, fungi, and more. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter on the material planet. For less than the cost of a doctor visit, the use of the Orgon Zapper is only limited by your imagination. It's been reported to treat allergies, asthma, chronic fatigue, candida, and much more.
Read more for yourself at OrgonProducts.org.
That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. OrgonProducts.org also offers MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, 100 times more powerful than any known antioxidant, at just $20 for one bottle, or 4 bottles for only $76. Call 646-498-5309 or visit OrgonProducts.org today.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Welcome back, my friends. Nice to have you here. It's nice to be back, at least with 90% of my voice, at least. And so let's get to it. First of all, I was just asked by my producer to mention the email address regarding the retreat, because apparently we have at least one person who has called and said, I don't have a computer, I don't have email access, is there some other way to make the arrangements? Well, folks, if you don't have computerization in your life, and I'm almost ashamed to say this, then commercial procedures are probably not the approach that one should take for any controversies that are looming, because the response time, the ability to use documentation and all would almost be impossible using a typewriter itself. Now, that doesn't mean we wouldn't speak to you about attending. We certainly will, but it puts you at a grave handicap compared to other people, including studying the materials that are provided. But I would suggest, if anyone doesn't have a computer, get to the library. And if someone wants to say, well, I'm disabled, well, I know the libraries are handicapped accessible, and other arrangements can be made. Talk to your nurse, contact a neighbor, but send an email to the next retreat, all one word, T-H-E-N-E-X-T, R-E-T-R-E-A-T, The Next Retreat, at hush.com, H-U-S-H.com. We won't be able to register you by snail mail. The people who are doing this are volunteers. They really just can't do that. I'd like to say we'd make an extraordinary accommodation, but it won't provide us enough time even to do an appropriate screening and figure out if it's appropriate that you attend. We sure don't want you wasting your time at a meeting that's inappropriate for you. The retreat is filling up very, very fast, just like the last one. So if you would like to attend, I suggest you don't wait and you send an email immediately. We're going to be covering vast amounts of material. In fact, I understand we have someone from the retreat on the phone right now. Scott, are you there?
I am.
Scott, thank you for calling in. This is not something we planned. I know I did solicit any phone calls for anyone who has any insight who attended a retreat, but welcome. If this is Scott, who I think it is.
Yes, it is. Well, I had in your email, I thought that you had wanted callers in from the last retreat.
As I said, we have solicited anyone who's attended a retreat to call in and bring their perspective to bear. So I appreciate you having taken the time and effort to do that. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Never a problem. Never a problem.
Scott, you were an especially welcome attendee. You actually stood up and discussed your situation. You might honor me with maybe 30 seconds of that scenario and how far and how quickly you've come using these commercial procedures. It really was impressive, and I think you and one other gal there jogged a lot of people's hearts and minds and woke them up and broke them out of their fear-driven behavior.
Well, I appreciate that. Actually, it was your power that actually enlightened me, so I put that out there first of all. And for those of you listening, this is the path. Unfortunately, it is the path. I actually been trying to help people for a long time, but I could never close the door and give the judge a way out. This path is the correct situation. I've recused judges now.
Talking from personal experience in a protracted family court situation, as I recall.
Absolutely, absolutely, yes.
How was it ongoing?
I was a single parent. I was incarcerated for alleged non-payment of child support, which is now, they seem to have run away. And
well, let's back up there. I believe when you contacted us, you were in pretty dire circumstances, as I recall. I don't want to embarrass you with any particular details, but it was pretty rough going for you financially and also judicially, and you had spent some time in the clink. What exactly did you do? Because there wasn't, as I recall, there wasn't a long period of time from the time you contacted us and attended the retreat, and you turned things around on a dime. And, in fact, we had another fellow there who spoke about mentoring a guy who was involved in a 10-year family court situation. You remember that?
Absolutely.
And our friend Moses stood up and said, I had a friend at work, and we call him Moses because in his own court case, once he went to liquidation, he brought down at least 10 plagues upon their house, including the courthouse brand-new roof was rained upon and basically collapsed, and the court records were destroyed. The prosecutor passed away. We don't wish that upon anyone, but literally, the prosecutor passed away, the sheriff resigned, the judge not only refused to run again, the entire judicial part was removed from the county, and we could go on and on. And that fellow came forth and told us the following, that he had a friend at work in a 10-year family court situation, and all he did was have this fellow take his Social Security card, as I recall, and his marriage license and his birth certificate, accept them for value, turn them into the court. What was it, Scott? With a bonded promissory note or something else? Do you remember?
I did a notice of rescission, obviously, and then
not you, but this other fellow.
Oh.
It was very, very simple what this fellow did.
Oh, yeah. It was very clean, quick, and exact.
Yeah, an acceptance for value on the court papers, possibly a bonded promissory note, and three acceptances. He shows up at court, and this guy, oh, and they put an order in, an order which they got off of the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat, the number 3 CD, and they put an order into the court ordering the judge to terminate the child support and return the child. And wouldn't you know, the judge signed an order that reduced the child support from $1,000 a month to $100 a month, as I recall, and ended the 10-year case and gave him custody of his daughter. It was an amazing thing to hear. And by the way, all you lawmen that we'll be talking about later in the program, and all of you sending out hysterical emails and saying, we don't see any evidence, we don't see any proof, that's because you're refusing to look and you're refusing to listen. Here's proof right here. And Scott, why don't you tell us what happened in your case?
Well, it's I'll keep it short and brief because I know that you probably have other people. But for those of you that don't understand and or don't believe, first of all, trust me, it does. It's amazing the power that you now wield as an individual human and as a sovereign. In my situation, I don't stand. I stand before the Creator. I don't stand before a public official. They obey me. First of all, you must believe that. You must understand that. Sam, I'll call you master instead of doctor for my martial arts training.
Let's keep it real.
You must understand that you are free. You must believe that in your brain, in your mind, and never forget it.
And in your heart.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Never forget that you're always born free. In my situation, they incarcerated me for alleged non-payment of child support. I never missed a support payment. And the cliff notes, I'll be very brief. I went in. I played their game. And in their opinion, I wasn't looking hard enough for a job. So,
and this went on for what? This went on for what? 18 months?
Oh, yeah, a minimum. Well, it's actually still been going on. But I filed a notice of rescission, affidavit of negative averments, made an offer to pay. I'm happy to settle the debt. Agree with your brother. Absolutely agree with your brother. Never sue. Never, ever try to be the aggressor.
And where is that from?
That's from the scriptures.
That's right. Do you remember where?
No, I'm not as well versed, unfortunately,
on the scriptures. It's from Matthew. It has become a favorite quote among patriots. But it is from Matthew. Matthew, by the way, if you've never read Scripture, Matthew's probably a fine place to start, because Matthew is an awful lot about commerce, and it contains an awful lot of language out of the mouth, out of the mouth of Yeshua. And it's literally from his lips to your ears, and it's Matthew 5:25, and the quote is, "Agree with thine adversary quickly, whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge." Does that sound familiar, Scott? And the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. And maybe, for the next retreat, maybe that's where we will start. Because you're so right that people need to hear that. You must banish argument. You must go to peace. You must settle things commercially. Command them as to what outcome you desire and help them achieve it. Folks, we'll be back in after a brief intermission. Scott, please stay with us. We're very interested in what you have to say.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
1.
The preservation of capital.
2.
Consistent profitability. And
3.
The pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Hi, welcome to America. Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot.
Welcome back, my friend. We're talking with Scott, who's a registered mentor and attendee of the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat just completed this past April. And Scott was involved in a protracted, nasty, as they tend to be, family court situation involving custody of his most precious loved one and property. And finally, Scott decided to go to peace by offering to pay whatever claims were being stated by the United States, by rescinding all documents of argument in which Scott had previously confessed to being a United States subject, resident, citizen, and defendant to the commercial court, and by conducting himself in honor with the commercial court thereafter and ordering the outcome he desired. So please continue, Scott.
Well, I'm going to digress real quickly here. First of all, please understand for you attendees that are wanting to come, please fill out the paperwork properly. Do it right.
You mean the paperwork to attend or the paperwork they use in their case?
Well, the paperwork to attend, obviously, but then you must understand that you must know this. You must
own the technology.
You absolutely. You must own it. You must not waver.
Well, I'm glad you made that point. We'll be addressing that a little bit later when we discuss the current lawman situation, because As you may know, Scott, since you're hooked into the network, you probably see these emails as well, where one or two people send out these mass self-pity, pity party emails soliciting people to join them in hysteria based upon cases that they confess in the email they don't understand. They don't understand nor believe in a commercial remedy or a sovereign remedy or any remedy other than going to statutes. They state in their emails that we're going to trial and hoping for the best outcome, but we understand the United States has the case rigged. They're confessing that they understand nothing about how the system works, and yet they scare people. They solicit people to fear, and they scare them for lack of knowledge. And they base those solicitations upon cases where the poor patriot used technology. Not only he didn't own, he didn't understand. And he considers himself an innocent bystander because he got duped, when in fact the responsibility falls on all of our shoulders individually to understand that which we make a determination is appropriate to use and to own it by way of our own research. So I really appreciate you making that point.
Well, you're absolutely correct. You must own this. You must stand up as a man or a woman. In my situation, I had actually stopped writing. I've been fighting the battle for many years, and I knew that we had to get to the bonds. And I couldn't figure out how to hit them in the wallet. I'll be blunt. I couldn't figure out how to hit them in the wallet. And I quit, actually, for 2 years after I lost everything. Lost home, career, money, everything.
So you're one of those victim cases that people talk about that either you did everything wrong or you did everything right, but it still wasn't working.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it was.
So what did you eventually do?
Well,
the people are dying to know at this point. What is it that turned it around?
Well, I quit writing, and I was living out of a garage at the time. First a car, then a garage. A friend of mine from California, who I'd done work for, writing for, said, "You got to listen to this guy."
I think you were a writer.
Oh, I've written affidavits. I've been writing documents for 10 years.
I see. So that's what you mean. You stopped writing all of the statutory garbage.
Yeah, I quit trying to help people.
And so you stopped arguing.
Absolutely.
You stopped soliciting people to argument, and someone then came to you and solicited you in a better direction. What was that?
Well, he presented me your information.
I see.
And I said, Ken, you know, I'm done. I've quit. I've done. Never again. I can't help people. I can't help you. I can't even help myself. And then he started showing me things. And I bought your CDs on the Rockland. I bought your bankruptcy information. And obviously I attended your last seminar. And when I figured out, when I saw the codes and the processes and things like that, it was just like, okay, I'm back out of the frying pan into the fire. And I started writing again, and I've stopped. I've accused judges now. I've cleared up my own situation. I've stopped.
Oh, that's what people want to hear, Scott. Specifically,
okay.
In 30 seconds, what did you do in your case? You stood up and very succinctly told us that you had made some changes, and I think the people would really enjoy hearing that. So suddenly, out of the blue, you go to a hearing. What exactly did you do? You mentioned rescinded your signature.
I did the rescission opportunity. I mean, you're a great writer, obviously, better than I am. And I rescinded the signature, offered payment. When I came back for a visit, I got arrested, and then within 5 minutes, I was out of that holding cell.
All right, let's pick up with that, with the arrest and the five-minute detention, the Paris Hilton detention, when we return after this brief commercial break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth. 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, my friends. We're talking with Scott about a family court situation in which he used various commercial technologies that we've laid out at the Law Merchant Leadership Retreats. So, Scott, first of all, you used a notice of rescission, or what we call the rescission package, which has various documents for rescinding, signatures on inappropriate argument documents, and for withdrawing confessions of being a defendant and recalling bonds, fiction bonds, and replacing them with substance bonds, and so on. And that's found in Folder 8 on the new Law Merchant Leadership Retreat CD. So that's one of the first procedures you did.
Correct.
And you also offered to pay. Did you use the comprehensive administrative remedy or any of the shorter ones or the notice of counterclaim? What did you use for that? Scott? Scott, are you there? Scott, are you there? All right, Scott, we're not hearing you, so you'll have to speak up. Is your phone muted? Well, folks, it appears that we've lost Scott. That's unfortunate. Well, from my memory of what he mentioned at the retreat, I can tell you this, that he had a hearing, and he went into that hearing after preparing appropriately using commercial remedies. offering to pay or, in fact, providing payment, rescinding his signature, and going to peace. Now, when you rescind your signature, what's the first thing they do? They are... Scott?
Huh.
Scott, you're back.
Yeah.
All right. Well, at least you're back.
I guess they want to keep me quiet.
Very good. So, well, maybe it was your wife, your ex-wife interjecting. But be that
really
as it may,
unlikely, but that's all right.
You rescinded your signature, and what did you use to make the offer to pay? What package did you use?
Well, I forget the package. I just, you know,
was it a counterclaim?
No, you know, I don't think I did that. I just said, look, I'm willing to pay any fee, whatever the price is, I will pay it, and I will pay it forward. And that's one thing I'd like to just really quickly interject here. Folks, if you're going to be a mentor, pay it forward. Be a mentor. Understand this. I'm started a self-help legal group. It's called SIG, Self-Help Legal. I'm going to be mentoring 20 to 30 people. I'm going to start them out very slow because they really don't understand this, but that's what you need to do. This knowledge has to be out. You have to be free. So,
well, I appreciate that, and I'd like to say, of course, go slowly. 20 is a lot of people to be mentoring.
Oh, trust me. It's going to be very slow.
I appreciate your heart's in the right place. So you made an offer to pay, and you went to a hearing. What happened at that hearing? What kind of hearing was it?
They didn't really want one anymore. they didn't want to see me around.
So how did you call a hearing?
I just said, I'm willing to pay, I'm showing up, and then nobody showed up.
But when did they arrest you?
This was over the holiday weekend this last year. I was in the booking room for 5 minutes. My ex allegedly had called and I say allegedly because I don't have first-hand knowledge, but she said that this guy shows up, call 911 and arrest him because he's got a warrant out for his arrest. So I had all the paperwork in. I had sent it through a notary, and do use a notary.
Of course.
All of you out there.
Well, you sent in your paperwork. You showed up for a hearing that you called, basically. Remind me to tell a funny story about that in a moment. And you showed up, and they placed you under arrest for 5 minutes. What happened at that time? Why did they release you?
They said, get him out of here. We're gonna have them sign this and then read them this and then get them out of here.
Did you sign anything?
Well, of course I did a special way, obviously, and then I walked out.
And since then, you've had two judges recuse.
I've had one judge recused, only one.
One judge recused, and so where do you stand in the case at this point?
Well, I'm. Don't care. I know who I am.
Very good.
If they ever decide to drag me into court again, it'll be a long day
for them. And have you taken custody of your daughter?
We're still rebonding. It's been a long process because I was gone for almost 16 months because I was living out of a car in a garage for a while.
So you're in the process of undertaking this. I presume you have a UCC-1 in place.
Oh,
indicating
absolutely.
That she is your property. Yeah, may I suggest you turn that into a maritime lien? You'll find the papers for that on the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat CD. Turn it into a maritime lien, the highest form of lien, and perhaps even get that apostilled. Before you go to get her, I would give notice that I'm coming for her, and then if it was me, I don't want to tell you to do this, but if it was me, I'd grab her so fast it'd make the head spin, and anyone gets in my way, I'd have warrants ready to go. Oh, you're here with a warrant? What's your name? I need to mark it on my warrant because I'm placing you under arrest for kidnapping and for stealing my property. Grand theft, we can't call it grand theft auto, grand theft homo. For Homo sapien.
Yes.
Yeah. So, anyway, look, I'm glad you joined us. We've got a lot to cover tonight, so I appreciate you sharing your insights with us. And I wish you the best of luck in continuing. You're doing exactly what we intended for the Mentor Corps, which is learning through their cases and yours, building your skills, and doing it all off of a foundation where you know who you are and why you're doing what you're doing. So it's not my technology at this point. It's your technology, and I congratulate you. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you very much. I have one last word quickly to the audience. People, you must stand up for yourselves. Dr. Kennedy has, at least for me, he showed me a path to freedom. And I was laughing, actually, on my way to work. I actually found a job now, so I can pay my bills, but I was laughing. I said, you know, you are a free man now. You are free. You have no... There's nobody on the planet that can touch you anymore, unless
that's
you want them to.
That's a great feeling.
It was almost insane hilarity. It was just freaky. But
let me add to that, I did a program January 27th about that very subject, about being free, and it was a fellow who's sounding a lot like you're sounding, who just had his back to the wall and passed through the fire, and he kicked butt in federal court, including the chief judge's butt. And I told that story in detail. Many people are familiar with it now. And you're obviously headed down that same pathway, so I anticipate good things coming for you. As to your job, are you planning to use the 1099 technologies?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm a sous chef now. I went back into my old... line of work. I know how to cook a little bit of food, but I submitted a W-8-BEN, and I also submitted a Form 56, and if the attorney or the CPA decides they want to make a legal determination, oh, gee whiz. That could be a very interesting day.
The other way to go, of course, is just to work within the system and then request the return of those funds to the source, using the methods we reviewed, which would be in an employee situation, it would be a W-2C overlaid, and then 1099s on all of the deductions. This is a good way to segue into the 1099 discussion. A 1099 OID for the federal withholding, a separate one for the state withholding, a separate one for the Medicare, and a separate one for the FICA withholding, and then the granddaddy of them all, a fifth 1099 OID on the entire paycheck. Why? Because the endorsement on the back is the source of the commercial energy. The endorsement on the back is completing the circuit that turns it into funds that they can then deduct from their gross wages and secure a tax deduction. Basically, you're giving them the tax deduction. So all of those elements are easily executed using the ZYA method and conceivably using the 1099A method. And let me just mention this to you, Scott. We had another report of one of our people, one of the attendees, one of the registered mentors, who has been checking for her ZYA refund and, in fact, been checking daily on the Where's My Refund link at the IRS site. And it continually has said, not enough information, not enough information, and last week indicated a very high six-figure refund on the mortgage face value that was put through. So we're seeing more and more and more situations like that. I don't say that to advocate that process. As I said in the April 27th program and repeatedly since then, it's up to us to decide who we are, just like you've done, Scott. And if you decide you don't want to file as a debtor, but you prefer to file as a creditor, the technology is here now to do that, in my opinion. And in my opinion, we have come full circle, and we have finally extended honor and grace to the predictions of former Congressman Lewis McFadden back in 1934, who told us the way was here, but never gave us the details. And I believe that circle has been closed, and folks such as yourself, when they see the two methods and understand what can be done with them, are experiencing extraordinary amounts of success. Yes, there are challenges. Yes, the devil usually throws three tests at you, just like he did at the Son of Our Lord. But one by one, we're finding that the book is closing on those scenarios. So, Scott, I look forward to hearing more good news from you.
Not a problem. I will be happy to share. Plus, for all of you that are in the, think you're in the market for greed, you know,
oh, don't.
There are seven deadly sins. I embrace all of them, but I choose none of them.
That's very
don't look
wise.
At this for money. Don't look at this for money. Just understand, be patient as a spider, embrace your brother, and pass on the knowledge to those. There's been so many oppressed.
That's absolutely right. And a fellow who understands that, like you, is exactly the fellow who might consider going back to the prior years and paying those court cases, clearing out all.
I do it now for everybody. I give it away freely.
Very good. But what about your previous family court cases where...
Find me all your debts. I will pay them freely.
Exactly. Where you were at war, you could go back, go to peace in a big way, and put it through using the three-round tax remedies we discussed.
Absolutely.
To be able to salvage the return of those funds. And not for purposes of greed, as you've most eloquently pointed out.
Nope,
but
never.
Simply because you were the source of the credit, and now that you understand who you are, you believe that you are deserving of a return of those funds to the sponsor.
I will help any that all that come to me, absolutely. Perfect. For free.
Very good. Well, I appreciate that, and at some point, if you wind up entering into Freedom Commerce, in helping, if you wind up doing it full-time or extensively, you should not have to sacrifice your time and your let me rephrase that. You should not have to sacrifice your life and your family and the food on the table to assist other people. So if it gets to that point, there is certainly nothing wrong in charging a reasonable fee, in my opinion. So
but for those of you that are worried about loans, I never charge interest. So it'll never be usury. That's against the law.
And those of you who are being guided by a mentor of Scott's skills in the ZYA process or a 1099A process, and you receive a $500,000 or $600,000 or $700,000 or $800,000 refund, don't you think the Lord is telling you to tithe at least 10% of that to your mentor? Wouldn't that be a nice thing to do to show your appreciation? I know people who have received $800,000 who didn't even call the mentor who guided them to thank them. So we've spoken a lot about paying it forward. How about paying it backward to the mentor who helped you? Not to me, but to the mentor who helped you. Those people sacrificed. People like Scott, people like Rio, people like, I don't want to mention too many names on the air, but you know who you are and you know what you sacrificed to get to this point. And I suggest that it would be fair for you to mention that to the people you mentor in ZYA or in OID and show them the passage of Scripture that qualifies that, because that is the correct thing to do. It is a loving act to tithe to the minister who demonstrated to you how you can stand up and be a free creditor.
Well, that's one thing I'm going to also put on the air. All my any monetary, alleged monetary gains that I get, because there's no such thing as money anymore, a tithing will be paid to obviously Dr. Kennedy, but also Mr. Schultz and others that I have already let that know. So it's not about the money, folks.
Well,
it's about freedom.
I don't solicit such a thing, and I've had people approach me before. But I'll tell you this, we can find needy patriots who need it. So I appreciate that.
And you will have it, Dr. Sam.
And,
you will have it.
And we appreciate that. And you mentioned Mr. Schultz. You mentioned Tom. we were graced at the retreat, and I hope he won't get angry at me for mentioning he's going to be at the next one, but we were blessed by his discourse to us one evening, and
it was a beautiful
wasn't that an amazing night?
he's a beautiful man.
And he was shocked by the ovation. He was absolutely shocked that people actually thought anything he had to say was of value, and that is truly the sign of a humble man, a wise man who doesn't know his own value. Scott, thanks for joining us. We're going to move on. I very much appreciate you coming in unsolicited. Thanks again.
Cheers, mate.
And God bless you. We'll be back in 2 minutes, folks.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Welcome back, my friend. Well, I hadn't planned on having a lengthy discussion like that, but I think it was very fruitful and very worthwhile. We're going to pick up on some of the topics we spoke about. Rescission, 1099, If you've placed payment into a case, then you are the payer, and there's no question how one would fill out a 1099 OID if one was so inclined. One would be a payer on that 1099 OID, wouldn't one? If you haven't placed payment into a case, then one might consider the 1099A method that we reviewed last week, because that's a method in which the straw party is listed as a recipient on the 1099 in anticipation of being a recipient of the return of the funds. And in that case, an annual 1040 is filled out in the 1099A method, which reflects that a tax is due and payable, and that tax is calculated off the standard tax table, single, married, whatever you are, head of household. And that is deducted from the refund of the full amount of the return of funds to the source. And if you don't know what that means, then you can check that program from last week, I believe it was the 11th, in which we reviewed that method in detail. But if you have paid into a court case, then that payment, if it was me, would be listed as the payer in the payer's box on the 1099 OID, and any associated 1040 with that would indicate a zero tax due and an entire refund of the payment amount to be returned to the source of the credit, namely me, as payer in a case. So Scott is moving ahead, obviously, with some very interesting events to come over the next 6 months. Now, not only did we have Tom Schultz speak at night at the seminar, and I will ask Tom if he will grace us with that again, but we also had a renowned notary talk at the meeting, and if you need a notary, a BIC or a commercial notary, then obviously you need to send an email if you don't have a notary to Notary Depot, D-E-P-O-T, at hush.com, and they have been extremely successful at servicing people and at dealing with the aftermath when you're visited by a marshal or you're visited by a sheriff or a state trooper or a deputy attorney general, or all of those at once, which actually happened to one of the notaries, and he handled it just fine. He knew exactly how to handle it. So you don't just want to be using the pregnant gal up the street as a notary, obviously, and putting her in a difficult situation. We will be going to the phones when we come back to the second hour, so if you're on the phone, please don't go away. That music means that we'll be going away for a one-minute station identification. Let me just reiterate what I said before the last break, that I, fellows of the ilk of Tom Schultz, come across once in a lifetime people who live and breathe Scripture and know exactly who they are, people who do not mince words, will not buy into the fear and hysteria, and people who know exactly through their status as a child of God how to conduct themselves in dealing with the United States Federal Corporation. And we were blessed to hear him speak one evening, and everyone there knew it. Folks, we'll be back in 1 minute with the second hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
Men